السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us for today's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off. So inshallah, from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 78 to ayah number 83. And inshallah, we're just going to start first with a recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, starting from ayah number 78.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ قُلْ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 78 to ayah number 83. And inshallah, for our theory, we are going to continue from the topic of Nun As-Sakina wa At-Tanween. We did cover Idhar Idgham, and then in the last class, I did introduce the topic of Iqlab. So just a quick review of what Iqlab is.
Iqlab, this is a pretty simple one because this one only has one letter. And you can kind of guess the letter based on the look of the word as well. So what is the rule of Iqlab? Basically, when you have Noon Sakin or Tanween followed by the letter Ba, you are going to change the Noon sound into a Meem. So as you can guess by the word Iqlab, the letter of Iqlab is Ba. So if you are confused or you forget which is the letter of Iqlab, just by looking at the word, you can kind of get a hint. So Iqlab is basically from the word Qalaba, meaning to turn or to switch or to change. You are going to change the Noon sound into the sound of the Meem. And then last class, we also discussed why do we do this. The reason why we do this is because the Ba and the Meem, both of them have the same makhraj. They both come from the lips. Now the Noon is from the tongue, so it's harder for you to switch from the makhraj of the Noon to the makhraj of the Ba, and it is easier to switch from makhraj of Meem to Ba. So you simply are going to be using your lips, ash-shafatan, and this is going to be using the Meem and the Ba, the lips. And both of them are from the same makhraj, so it is easier to pronounce. So for the letter Ba, anytime you have this, just quickly switch from the Noon to the Meem. So for example, if we have the word Min Ba'adi, Noon is going to be from the tongue. And then I'm going to switch this letter Noon into a letter Meem. Mim Ba'adi. So now you can see the Meem is flowing much better into the Ba than the Noon was. There is a sign of Iqlab in the Quran. So even if you do forget the letter of Iqlab, you forget the rule of Iqlab, you can look at the Quran and the Mus'haf and inshallah it will remind you what is the rule of Iqlab. So when we have Iqlab, you are going to have a very small letter, Meem, written on top of the Noon. And the Noon is not going to have any sukun, it is not going to have any symbol. The only thing on top of this Noon is going to be the letter Meem. So if you see that there is a letter Meem on top of the Noon, you already know that you're going to switch the makhraj. And this is the general rule. Anytime you see that there is a small letter on top of a big letter, the rule is that generally you are going to choose the letter on top and read it in that way. So in the Quran as well, you are going to see in some places there is the letter Sad, for example. And on top of Sad, there is going to be a small Seen. So because you see that Seen, you're going to read that one instead. So in this same case, if you see that small letter on top of a big letter, you are going to say it with that letter instead. So here, if you see the letter Meem, it's going to be on top of the Noon. This is going to remind you that it has Iqlab. So for example, Ambihum, Amburika, on top of that Noon, you do see a small Meem. Now also for Tanween, you are going to see that Meem. So it is going to be only one haraka of the Tanween, and the next haraka is going to be replaced with a small Meem. So you're going to have a Fatha, Dhamma, or Kasra right next to it. There is going to be a very small Meem on the haraka. So this is in the haraka line, you're going to have a small letter Meem. This is going to remind you again that this is Iqlab. Sami'un Basir, so Ayn. It was Tanween, but I see there is a small Meem, so this is reminding me that there is Iqlab here. So alhamdulillah, that was the rule of Iqlab. Now let's move on to the rule of Ikhfa. So Ikhfa is from the word Khafi, meaning to hide. So as you can guess by the name, when you have the Noon sound followed by any of the Ikhfa letters, you are going to hide the Noon sound within the makhraj of the next letter. So Ikhfa from Khafi, hiding the sound between the next makhraj. Now Idhar is a state between Idhar and Idgham. So Idhar was Noon sound is completely clear. Man, amana, Noon sound is completely clear. Idgham, we were merging it. Man yu'minu. So now you hear that sound, man, may. And ikhfa is a sound in between. So we are hiding it, but we are not completely merging it, and we are not completely making it clear. So it is in between. So this is the makhraj of ikhfa. So when we have ikhfa, you are going to read the Noon sound only from the khayshum, only from the nose, without using the makhraj of the tongue. So you are not going to have that Noon sound with the makhraj of the Noon. And what is the makhraj of the Noon? Basically, it is from the tongue. So you are not going to be using the tongue to say the Noon. You are only going to be using your nose, and you are going to give it ghunna, and you are going to use khayshum. Inshallah, as we look at the examples, this will become a little bit more clear what I mean by this. But for now, let's go ahead and look at what are the letters of ikhfa. So the letters of ikhfa are going to be all of the remaining letters that were not used in the previous ahkam. So what we are going to do is that we are going to take out the letters of idhar. The letters of idhar, remember, are huruf halqi, hamzaha, aynha, aynha. So take those out. Then we are going to take out the letters of idgham, which are yarmalun, ya ra, mim, lam, waw, noon. Then we take out the letter of iqlab, which is the letter ba. Whatever else that we are left with is going to be the letter of ikhfa. And we have a total of 15 letters of ikhfa. We have ta, tha, jim, dal, dal, zay, sin, shin, sod, bod, ta, va, fa, qaf, and kaf. So these are the 15 letters of ikhfa. We call these huruf baqi. Baqi meaning whatever is left over. So these are the letters that do not fit in all the other categories. So automatically it is going to have to be in ikhfa. So every single letter in the Arabic alphabet has to follow one of these four rules. It has to have idhar, or idgham, or iqlab, and if it does not have any of these, then automatically it is going to be ikhfa by default. Now let's look at an example of ikhfa. So we have the word unzur. So we have un, nun sakin, and then after that we have the letter dha. Now dha is part of huruf baqi, it is not part of yarmalun, it is not aba, it is not part of hamzaha, aynha, ghaincha. So we know that it is going to have ikhfa. Now what am I going to do here to give this letter ikhfa? The noon sound is going to come from the nose. It is going to come from the khayshum. But my tongue is going to be on the positioning of the makharij of the letter dha. Now this is where it comes in handy, because alhamdulillah we have covered all of the makharij for all of these letters. So the makhraj of the letter dha is from the tongue touching the teeth. So I'm going to bring my tongue to the makhraj of that letter. And I'm going to simply use my nose in order to get that sound of the ghunna or the khayshu. So when we say this, it'll sound like unzur. Now a reminder, the letter dha is heavy. So the makhraj is going to be heavy. The noon sound will also be heavy. Okay, so this is the thing with ikhfa, is that because you are bringing it to the makhraj of the next letter, because your tongue or your lips or whatever are preparing to read the next letter, you are going to be using the heavy and lightness on the noon as well. Now, because the letter is heavy and you are putting that makhraj on the letter noon must also be heavy. And I will show you an example of heaviness versus not heavy. So we have the example, an tabaq. An, noon sakin, followed by the letter ta, which is part huruf baqi. It is going to have ikhfa. So I'm going to prepare for the makhraj of the letter ta. Now, ta is a heavy sound, meaning the noon sound is also going to be heavy. Now, you can hear that noon sound. I am hiding it inside of the ta. I am also making it heavy. Now, if I do not make it heavy, it is going to sound like. Now, you hear that noon sound is very light. Now, I switch quickly from an, which is light, to ta, which is heavy. And this is incorrect. The ikhfa itself also has to be heavy. So this is ta as opposed to ta. Now you can hear that difference. Because the makhraj is changing, the sound of the ikhfa is changing as well. So one more time. So now you can hear, because I am changing the ta and the ta, the noon sound of the ikhfa is also changing. Let's look at another example. If we have the word mansuran, sad is heavy, so the ikhfa will also be heavy, and we're going to go to the makhraj of the sad. Mansura. Now let's make this sad seen. Mansura. Now you hear that noon sound, the ikhfa is changing as well. Mansur, mansur. So because the letter is changing, the ikhfa is also changing. So what we learn from this is that two ikhfa are never going to sound the same. The ikhfa of one letter is never going to sound the same as the ikhfa of the other letter. And the reason for this is because we are bringing it to that makhraj, then the noon sound is also going to be changed. And you'll see that I am just hiding it within the makhraj of the next letter. I am not making it super clear. The noon sound is not very clear, but the noon sound is also not merged completely like it is with idgham. It is something in between. So inshallah, we will come back to ikhfa because there are quite a few letters. But inshallah, I did want to just introduce the ikhfa letters and tell you a little bit about what ikhfa is. Now inshallah, we're going to do an analysis of the verses, and there is going to be a lot of ikhfa as we read. So inshallah, if we come across any of these four basically noon second rules, inshallah, I will point them out. So let's go ahead and look at ayah number 78. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم. So here in the word كنتم, let's first look at the noon saken. Now this is a good sign. If you see there is a sukoon on the noon saken, it is going to be idhal. If you see there is a small meem, it is going to be iqlab. If you see the next letter has a shadda, it is going to be idgham. Now in this case, I do not see anything on that noon, so I know that it is going to be ikhfa. Now I am going to merge the noon into the makhraj of the ta. كنتم كنتم. So you merge that noon sound into the letter or the makhraj of the ta. في بروج مشيدة. So I see there is a tanween here. Remember, this is the rules of noon sakin and tanween. So both of them do have the same rules. So let's look at this. What rule is this going to be? Burujin, I see there is a tanween. The next letter after has a shadda. So I already know that it is going to be idgham. Now let's look at the idgham rules or the letters of idgham. We have the letters yarmalun, and we have yanmu for idgham with ghunna, meaning idgham that is going to go up into the nose. So here we are going to have idgham with ghunna. Burujim mushayyada. So I'm going to merge the jim into the letter meem. Ta marbuta here at the end, because we are stopping, then we're going to make sure that we're giving it a lot of breath, a lot of air. وَإِن تُصِبَهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا. So here we have a tanween followed by the letter ya. Ya is part of yarmalun, which is the letters of idgham. So we're going to merge this together. حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِي. So here, min, I see that noon has a visible sukoon, meaning that we are not going to merge it, we are not going to hide it. Instead, the noon sound is very clear, meaning it is going to have idhal. Just to check, I will look at the next letter, and the letter is ayn from hamza ha, ayn ha, ayn kha, which is the letters of the throat, huruf halqi. So it is going to have idhal here. Min indi. So you're going to say the name, you're going to say the noon very clearly. Min indi lahi, name of Allah here is light. وَإِن تُصِبَهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا. Again, this is going to be idgham. I am merging them together. The letter ya is part of yarmalun. هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. So min, again, I see that sukoon. It is going to be idhar. The letter ayn is part of huruf halqi. So we are going to read that noon sound very clearly. مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. And then عِنْدِكَ, this is going to be a ikhfa. So we are merging the noon into the letter dal. قُلْ كُلُّمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. كُلُّمْ مِنْ, this is going to be idgham. مِنْ عِنْدِي, this is going to be idhar. Noon sound is clear. عِنْدِي, this is going to be ikhfa. عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. فَمَا لِهَاءُ, four count. لَاءِ, four count. So هَاءُ لَا, both of these are four counts. قَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. مَا أَصَابَكَ, four count. مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ, مِنْ is going to be idhar. حَسَنَةٍ فَا, this is going to be ikhfa. فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, name of Allah is heavy. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ, this is going to be a four count mad. مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ, this is going to be ikhfa. We are going to merge them together. فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And then here, فَمِن نَفْسِكَ, this is going to be idgham. We are going to merge them together. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا, ending here on a two count, مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ, name of Allah here is going to be light, شَهِيدًا, and on a two count, مَدْ. مَن يُطِعْ, this is going to be idgham. We are merging the noon within the ya. يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ ra is going to be heavy. فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ name of Allah is heavy. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى this is going to be إِخْفَى. We are hiding the noon sound with the مخرج of the letter ta. فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ for count مَدْ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا and then we end here on A to count مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. So inshallah we'll stop here today for the analysis and then inshallah in the next class we are going to continue with the topic of noon second and tanween. We'll go over a little bit more about إِخْفَى and then we'll do a quick review of all of these letters inshallah before we move on to the next topic. So inshallah I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.